What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Unfollowed, how to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is hitting close to home for all of us digital natives. Ever feel like your phone knows you better than you know yourself? Like it's got the secret decoder ring for your every mood, craving, and fleeting thought? Well, guess what? It kind of does. Technology is becoming increasingly intertwined with our emotions. Today, we're diving deep into how to understand those tech-triggered feelings and use them to actually level up your life. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Nova, this sounds like another one of those self-help cliches, hear me out. This isn't about demonizing technology, it's about becoming aware of its subtle influence. We're talking real talk here, no sugarcoating. Remember that time you scrolled through Instagram for what felt like 5 minutes, only to realize an hour had vanished? Or how a particularly nasty comment could send your mood spiraling. These aren't random occurrences, folks. There are actual patterns and triggers at play. By understanding those patterns, we can start taking control of our emotional responses and actually use tech as a tool for self-improvement instead of letting it rule us. So, buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to unlock this emotional code. 1. The dopamine loop. Let's talk about the good stuff, those feel-good sensations we crave. Every time you get a notification, like, or comment, your brain releases dopamine, that happy hormone. It's like a mini-reward system, but here's the catch. The more you chase these fleeting dopamine hits, the more you train your brain to crave them constantly. Suddenly, checking your phone becomes less about connecting and more about getting that next dopamine rush. 2. Social comparison trap. Ever feel like everyone else is living a picture-perfect life on social media? Let me tell you, it's a carefully curated illusion. Comparing ourselves to others online can lead to feelings of inadequacy, envy, and even anxiety. Remember, what you see on social media is often just a highlight reel. The real story is far more complex and nuanced. 3. The news cycle roller coaster. News these days can feel like one giant emotional roller coaster. We're constantly bombarded with headlines about crises, conflicts, and negativity. It's no wonder that many of us feel overwhelmed, anxious, or even depressed. Being mindful of your news consumption is crucial. Set boundaries, take breaks, and focus on uplifting content to counterbalance the negativity. 4. FOMO. The fear of missing out. This one can be a real sneaky culprit. FOMO makes us constantly crave the latest trends, experiences, and social events. It keeps us glued to our phones, comparing ourselves to others, and chasing after fleeting moments of satisfaction. Remember, true happiness comes from within, not from external validation or keeping up with the Joneses. 5. Mindfulness is your superpower. Here's the game changer: mindfulness. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment. This allows us to create space between our triggers and our reactions, giving us the power to choose how we respond instead of being controlled by them. Picture this. You're scrolling through social media and suddenly a picture pops up of your friend on vacation, looking absolutely carefree. You find yourself feeling envious, wishing you were there instead. That feeling of FOMO, it can be powerful. But with mindfulness, you can catch that thought before it spirals out of control. Instead of getting caught in the comparison trap, you can acknowledge the feeling, accept it, and gently shift your focus to something else, like a gratitude list or a memory that brings you joy. See? Mindfulness is like having an emotional superpower. Okay, let's recap, because this is gold nuggets we're talking about. We learn that tech taps into our dopamine receptors, social media fuels comparison, news cycles can wreak havoc on our emotions, FOMO keeps us chasing after external validation, and mindfulness is the ultimate antidote. Remember, you are not at the mercy of your emotions or technology. You have the power to understand them, manage them, and even use them to your advantage. So, my amazing listeners, what's one small step you can take today to be more mindful of your tech use? Maybe it's setting a timer for social media, choosing to read an uplifting article instead of doomscrolling the news, or practicing a few minutes of meditation. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I want to hear your journey. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.